Aloha mai kakou.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome to the Music Within again, our newest podcast focused on dignity, beauty, and truth. We are still recording here at the Holy Family Life Office here in Honolulu. Mahalo for joining us today. I am Maile Ayu Domingo with Hamau Iloko Foundation. Our vision is to uphold human dignity and build a culture of family. We've been working on this since 2007 and hosting in particular a weekly class where we talk about the dignity of our sexuality, and it has been amazing. This is our third podcast, and we're going to switch gears a little bit. We're going to be talking about a very interesting subject, but always having to do with personal dignity, expanding beauty, and receiving truth.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jimena Suarez, and I'm from Ecuador, but I moved to Hawaii. And my organization, Ama La Vida, is an organization that takes care of the life of the unborn and his environment. And we started in 2017 back in Puebla, Mexico. And we give conferences about the dignity of life and family, and we support other initiatives, pro-life initiatives, and everything around the protection of the life of the unborn and family.
Beautiful. So as usual, Hime has some news to share with you on how you can be proactive in government leadership.
Okay, so we have a news this week, and although the show is pre-recorded, but I think it's important that we are aware of the news that are the things that are happening around us. So this bill is HB 576, and they are working for to authorize licensed physician assistants and advanced practice registered nurses to perform aspiration abortions. And this is set for hearing February 17. And well, this is, I think, to let professionals that are not doctors to perform abortions. So it's widening the
spectrum. And this is in the state of Hawaii?
Here in the state of Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Wow, it's
so
amazing.
This is something that unfortunately we have to be aware all the time and not get used to it, but this is something that is happening not only here in Hawaii or in the United States, but all around the world, because my friends in Mexico, in Ecuador, all the time they are saying, oh, they are passing this law. Like every 2 weeks they are trying to pass a law. So, but we can always do something. And we can, right now there's a link where you can vote no for this law. So right now, well, the program is pre-recorded. We can do we cannot do that right now. But there are many, many things we can do, and well, the show is about that.
Yeah. Well, we just want to equip you, and most particularly, want to equip your mindset to think differently, because I think it's such a polarizing subject, right? Abortion, and a lot of people are passionate about it, particularly because they think we're trying to take away the rights of a woman. But that's not what we're about at all. We're actually about recognizing life. And when we can recognize the truth of all of our lives, right, from beginning to end, we can uphold the dignity of that life. And that's really what our aim here is in the Music Within. And we just welcome you to just be informed and connect with your representative government, and actually be informed about what your representative government chooses and how they vote, because the policies that they choose will definitely influence the way you live in your local government and, of course, the broader government. And I really believe that we have a responsibility to do that. And we are called United States citizens. And I don't know if you guys know this, but citizen comes from the Greek word, which means co-ruler. Citizen itself means co-ruler. So that means that we really have to be participating in the responsibility of informing our representatives on how they should choose, especially when in regards to upholding the dignity of their people.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. It's interesting. I've never heard that, but I've witnessed that. That even if a government, I told this story many times because that's like the best example that I had. But in Argentina, they were going to pass the law allowing abortion in Argentina because it wasn't legal. Mm. And there was so much citizen participation in the street against and also in favor. When we were invited to go there, and when I arrived, I met a friend that was living there, and she's like, Jime, abortion is gonna be legal. Like, I know you're here because of that, but just accept it. And when we were walking, I saw like they painted on the wall, like allow abortion to be legal. Like, uh-huh. It was like, and so I was like, okay, I didn't say anything. Like, I was there for like 2 weeks or 3 weeks to work against that. So I was like, okay. And they couldn't pass the law because of citizen participation.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Wow. So. Yeah, you did see it.
Yeah.
Up close and personal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's hope.
But I think your story also demonstrates how important our participation is in extending our voice to our elected officials. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's we're co-leaders. Yeah. So let's lead. And we're going to lead you into a very interesting campaign that we get to talk about today with our special guest, Jimena Suarez.
Thank you.
Again. Going to be introducing us to the 40 Days for Life. Tell us about that.
Okay, so this is a campaign that is international. It's in more than 50 countries. And it's of course, 40 days of praying, fasting, and community outreach. And it's pretty much a peaceful all-day vigil in front of an abortion business. So the campaign aims to, we pray to end abortion and through these three things, prayer, fasting, and community outreach peacefully. So that's, in general, the campaign.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I think that it's such a great invitation to people. But I know I'm kind of still getting used to the idea to what it is exactly. So how can we invite people to pray or fast, maybe with a certain group or at a certain time?
Okay, so the campaign is starting February 17 until March 28th. So it's all Lent. And it's all around the world at the same time. And here in Honolulu, is we're praying at the Planned Parenthood Clinic at Britannia, A39, Britannia Street, and from 7 in the morning to 7 at night. So it's a 12-day vigil for the 7 days, like Monday to Sunday.
And so if I sign up, I have to stay there for that long?
No. We actually invite people to sign for 1 hour a week. So the same hour every week for the whole campaign. So it's going to be 5 hours in total because it's 5 weeks. So, for example, you say, I have free Saturday at 8 in the morning. So I sign for Saturdays from 8 to 9. All these 5 Saturdays during the campaign, I go there and do 1 hour of prayer. Mm. And this is what we ask for. So it sounds like, oh my gosh, it's a lot. This is a huge vigil. But no, just commit to 1 hour and it's a lot of help.
Okay. Well, just to be honest, I thought I'm not going to go anywhere from 7 to 7. I was terrified of the commitment. Mm-hmm. But you made it very simple and very doable. Mm-hmm. And we'd love to invite all of you to join us in vigil prayer. And we want to just remind you that we're not there to condemn anyone mm-hmm. that's on that path. We're there to pray for their journey and to infuse them with belief that we have in their dignity and in their ability to make a dignity-filled life choice. And also, when we make the wrong decision, and to us, abortion is wrong, if they make the wrong decision, that does not mean that they no longer have dignity. They do, because of the redeeming, merciful love of God.
Yes, and thank you for that. And actually, our volunteers, they join because it's a peaceful all day campaign. So when you go, you pretty much go and pray your rosary. You can pray the Divine Mercy Chapel, the devotion that you like, but make it for an hour. And also we have a different prayer intention for each day that is international.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's cool because you're joining. For example, today we're praying for the women, the pregnant women that are coming to this clinic. And in the 50 countries, they are praying for the same reason. So
Wait. 50 that. Countries? This is in 50 countries, this particular campaign?
Yes. Yes, it's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, I think like that's what prayer does. Prayer is so powerful that it just spreads.
Well, I have to say, I'm a woman. So does that mean that I'm being prayed for in this campaign?
Yeah. So it's and I think that's why, yeah, so many people
are
attracted to
the campaign.
So
literally we're praying for half the population of the world.
Yes.
Aww. I think that's beautiful because, you know, maybe we just don't say it often enough to each other, but to say from one woman to another, I'm praying for you, I think says a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So what does it mean? There's another part that you mentioned, and you said to participate in a peaceful day of this vigil prayer in front of this business.
Mm-hmm.
Why in front of the business, and why is that important?
It's so important because sometimes they tell me, okay, I'm gonna pray at my church or at home or with my prayer group. And all of that is very good. And we actually are very thankful that people are supporting us with those prayers. But the campaign has a purpose, why we pray outside. And it's because it's proven that when the workers at the clinic, and especially the girls that are going to have an abortion, when they see the volunteers praying, you don't need to talk to them. You just go there silently with your rosary. You don't have to even like pray out loud. No, like in silent. When they see you, that really makes a difference. And a former director of Planned Parenthood, Abby Johnson, she quit her job, but she says that Planned Parenthood will never admit this, but she knows for a fact that abortion decreases in 70% when the volunteers are praying outside.
70%?
Mm-hmm. It's a big number.
Wow.
And, well, actually, it's only the 40 days that we're there, but still. And I have an example that two ladies in England, like mom and daughter, they organized a campaign, but nobody joined. They were just the two of them. And they were so tired because they were doing this campaign, the 40 days. And sometimes they weren't there, but they really struggled, but they did the campaign. They finished the campaign. They were exhausted. They were like, okay, we're not going to do this. This is a lot of sacrifice. And after a couple of months, I think next year, the parish priest told the lady, you should continue doing this campaign, because I had a baptism of a baby and the girl told me that she was going to have an abortion, but there were two ladies standing outside the clinic.
Aww.
And when she was sitting there, she looked at the window, she saw them and she couldn't. So God has his ways of working. Like many months later, they found out. So it's very valuable, the presence of the volunteers outside the clinic.
Wow, that is a huge benefit. And I guess from my perspective, you know, when I'm standing in front of another person and maybe you can tell they don't feel valuable, and they maybe don't even know why, but you can just see their body language. If you look at them, you could see that they think of themselves less. They're less than. And I can imagine that it is a very difficult decision to walk to a place to decide to terminate the life of another, the life of your own child. But if we, I think, maybe in prayer and even just in the power of a gaze, can we stand in front of these places of business and look at the people coming in to have their abortion? Can we look at them? Can we make eye contact? Can we smile? Can we exercise an energy from our heart to their heart to say, you matter. You have absolute value. And I see your dignity.
Yes, and I think like that's exactly what these girls that they don't have the abortion, they feel with your peaceful presence. I think they feel your love.
Yeah.
Because it takes a lot to pray for somebody that you don't know, mm-hmm. and for the baby. And I think like they are not having that maybe at home or with the couple.
Yeah.
And when they see somebody, that's pure love.
Yeah,
for the life and for your life.
Yeah.
So I think that's what moves. And I have another example. They are just coming to my mind. This man, he had committed for an hour and it was pouring rain that day. And he's like, he parked outside the clinic. He's like, I'm going to get wet. I didn't bring an umbrella. I should pray here inside my car. And he's like, no, I know that I have to be outside. So he went outside and he started praying under the rain. It was so bad. And then a girl went out of the clinic and said that she was asking God for a sign. And when she saw a man that he was so wet praying for the end of abortion, she's like, that has to be a big sign. Like, so this sacrifice is so powerful. Mm. Mm-hmm.
That's really interesting. I was thinking that it's kind of like having a coach. You know, when you join a sports team and you just, who knows what the reasons are, right, that you join. Maybe your father forced you. Maybe you need it to pass a class or a grade, or maybe you just want to try something different. But you have a coach. And to a certain extent, most of us don't have the belief that we'll win, right, in whatever it is we're playing. But that coach infuses in you a certain belief that you can do it. And you can overcome all the challenges that's in your mind and part of your body for being victorious, right? To winning a game or scoring a point or whatever it is. And a lot of times we just don't have that same strength to start from where we are and say, yeah, I'm gonna be okay and I'm gonna do this. And I think in a way, this 40 Days for Campaign or 40 Days for a Life campaign, I feel like it just has that same kind of feel that these people are walking towards a destiny that says, I can't be a mom, I can't have a baby, I can't have the future that I want for myself, right? Like, it's the, I can't do it. But with us praying there, we're kind of like silent coaches that approach them and surround them with an energy that says, you can do it. You are worth it. And you can have everything that you want, even though you have a baby on the way. I know I did.
That's amazing. Thank you. Yes. And well, something else that is important to share is that it's amazing that, the benefits of the campaign, like these examples that I told you about, but also that around the world, in total, 107 abortion centers have closed because the volunteers were outside praying. They
wow.
closed. They went on bankrupt. They couldn't continue working because not enough girls were coming. And this is actually a business. So you know how business works. So, and I actually witnessed that in Mexico. I've heard this statistic, but it wasn't in my town in Puebla. It was in Mexico City, but it was actually in a village in Mexico City of a like very dense population and low income. So they have like all the reasons, apparent economic reasons, to go and have those abortions, but they stopped going and they had to close. And it was nice to see the video of a priest blessing the building. They allow him because they had to leave. They couldn't rent anymore. And I think the owners, they allowed the volunteers to organize that. So I experienced that very closely, not in the clinic that we were going to pray in Puebla yet, but this has happened. And actually, the founder of 40 Days for Life, when they started, they were praying and they did this 40 Days for Life campaign. And after a while, the clinic closed. And now is the headquarter of 40 Days for Life International.
How ironic.
Yes.
Wow. What a fantastic result, you know, outcome. For the simple gift of your prayer, it's really beautiful. It's a beautiful way for us to uphold human dignity and cheer on and champion the difficult journeys that our young men and women are going through. It's not easy. I mean, and it's scary. And I think probably one of the biggest gifts I would like to leave the audience with is a mindset, right? A mindset that you absolutely have a community that cares about you and this child that's growing within you. And you should know that you have choices. You have choices other than the one that you think you have to make. And we want you to hear our voices, and through our voices perhaps hear the spirit. And in fact, I'm going to invite you. If you're listening to this and you're wondering, how do I move forward in my life today? Especially if you have a baby growing within and you're not quite sure how to do it, how to go on, how to choose this life. And I have to tell you, as a mommy of six, you got to do it every day. But it is the most valuable thing that you can do for yourself is help yourself believe. And so I'm going to invite you all to just close your eyes and just breathe. There's nothing you need to do to have that breath come to you. You can just receive it. Can you see your chest or your body rise and fall as your breath comes? Can you feel it? Just as that breath comes to you, without any effort on your part, so can your journey continue. Just listen. Listen to the voice within. Listen to the music within. And know that you have a song to sing. You have an instrument to play. And through the help and love of people that you will never know, because of this prayer for 40 days of life, you absolutely can step forward and make a choice to live and bring life to the child in your womb. When you don't know what to do, just close your eyes and listen. There's a music within you. We believe in all of you young ladies out there, and we believe in all of you young men. You know, you two men, you have a voice to offer to the situation, because I guarantee you, if a young lady that you embraced and created a life with knew that there was a man on her side that was willing to walk this journey with her and how to become new parents and how to make choices of abundant life and abundant future, that you absolutely can do it. And your voice in the mind and heart of that young woman, it matters. And I think I would like to acknowledge the dignity of your voice, young men, in the life of women around you. And it doesn't even have to be like someone that you're in relationship with, but all the women around you. And that's a great dignity that you hold, that you can impact the life of a woman. And we invite all of you to invest in one another. Ladies, invest in yourself. Men, invest in the women that you encounter. And people listening to this podcast, invest in prayer for the future of this country. I'd like to ask all of you to contact our guest and maybe schedule some time to support the campaign of 40 Days for Life. Sign up for an hour. Sign up for a consistent time of day during the week. Call Jimena Suarez. And you want to give us your number and some last-minute information?
Yes, so my number is 406-417-9307. And you can choose any day from Monday to Sunday, from 7 in the morning to 7 in the afternoon. You can ask a friend to go with you, or I don't know, your mom, your grandma. Age really doesn't matter. I'm all the time so inspired by these grandmas that are so brave. They take their chairs. They know that it's gonna be really like hard to stand for an hour, so they take their chairs, they sit down there, and they pray, and they give so much courage to the other volunteers. So invite your family and join for this peaceful campaign. Another thing that I didn't mention is that the community outreach is because there are people that are counselors there in the campaign, but we just need 2 counselors every hour. So the majority is people praying, and these people are trained on how to approach the girls, maybe approach the workers of the clinic. And that was another fact. Yeah, I forgot.
Wow, that's really awesome. Just a question about that. Are you looking for professionals to participate in this outreach?
I think it would be great if there is a person that would like to be a counselor there.
Okay.
And there's a special training, because mm-hmm. it's kind of different if they are
sure.
like used to being like an office, because you're in the street. So there is a morning training. We can invite these people over.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you are a professional, mm-hmm. In terms of counseling and maybe that kind of work and help, and you feel a tug on your heart to come and volunteer for this incredible ministry, go ahead and give Jimena a call. We'll have her contact information connected to this. We'd really love to hear from you, and we welcome your support. We're going to close out this show by just inviting you to plug in for our next show called The Gift of Life. We're going to be chatting about the biological miracles that occur in the womb. And we're super excited to continue with the show. And
Thank you, Miley, for having me over again, and see you every, well, we're not, hear you, you're going to hear us next show, so we hope you continue sharing the show to your friends if you think it's interesting, and if you think that this show can help somebody, we really thank you if you can share it.
Yeah, thanks so much. This is Maile Ayu Domingo with The Music Within, signing out. Aloha.